Hops, Grapes, and History from the Northfield Historical Society. It was rained out, blizzarded out, something at one point last month. But Kathy Osterman, the executive director from the Northfield Historical Society, is joining us now. Good morning, Kathy. How
good
you
morning,
doing?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm good.
It's HGH2. Did I get that right? Hops, Grapes, History 2 coming up.
Exactly, exactly. No blizzard in the forecast.
Yeah, good news.
Good.
Yeah, look, I don't think we're going to get any, not even flurries.
Are we? I hope not.
Doesn't that seem like just forever ago now? But it was just a few weeks ago.
Exactly,
that,
exactly.
Boy, so many events were canceled and weren't able to make up, but you were able to get another date and get everything together and coordinate everyone to come back. I know you and Terry and the committee's been working on that. Boy, congratulations. Good work.
Thank you. But we have got some very loyal sponsors. We've got loyal vendors that are coming in. So really, this is exactly the same event, just a different day. We've got exactly the same things planned, and we're excited to try it again.
Let's talk about who's coming, whose wares we will be able to taste. Who do you have there as vendors?
We have Asplund Winery, mm-hmm. Four Daughters Winery and Vineyard, Loon Liquor, 10,000 Drops Distillery. They're not even open yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to get to kind of scoop that before they actually get opened. Giesenbrau Beer Company and Keepsake.
All right.
Cidery.
You know, I was talking with one of the proprietors for 10,000 Drops. Jake Vistendahl called up the other day, talked to him for just a few minutes. They're really excited. As you mentioned, they're not even open yet.
Right.
They will be pretty soon. And that day, they're going to be coming back from some type of whiskey making lesson. Seminar. I don't know what they're doing, but they will be there. So they're going to be, it's a busy schedule, but they will have some representatives who know all about their whiskey there. So
absolutely.
Looking forward to that. You know, those wineries, too, I'm really not familiar with them. They're not from Northfield here, but they are kind of within our easy driving distance. Do you know much about them?
I don't. No, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to meeting them, too. We kind of widened our scope this year to kind of bring in some of the locals that are not so local as to be in Northfield, but kind of surrounding area, easy evening trips, and give people a chance to kind of see what else is out there.
I like the cideries, too. Have you had Keepsake?
Before.
Has been
yeah.
back.
Yeah,
I really like their stuff. And they have, they're very knowledgeable, very nice people as well.
Absolutely.
And what's the other cidery you have?
I think Keepsake is
the only one.
Okay. Unless we've gotten more that I don't know about. But I do know that our locals are going to be represented, too, in some of our prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got Montgomery Brewing, who's given us some swag to give out. And we've got Tanzenwald that has given us some swag. And yeah, we're just kind of bringing everybody in with this.
Yeah, no, along with that, of course, it's about the tasting, but it's also about the Historical Society and such. And you've got, you'll have an opportunity for folks to win some prizes. You have some raffle things going on. Tell us about that.
We do have raffles. We've got probably about 11 raffle prizes right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a graduation pack. So anybody who's got a graduate coming up here, they might be interested in a Larson's gift certificate from the Brick Oven Bakery for a layer cake, a bagel pack, and a local pen. And what I mean by local pen is a pen made out of wood from the depot.
Oh, neat.
So take Northfield wherever you go.
Oh, man. Now, that's certainly a unique gift.
Absolutely.
You won't find that anywhere else.
Absolutely.
All right.
We've also got a great pack of kind of a family pack, 4 tickets to the Science Museum. And then after you come back from the Science Museum, you can enjoy a movie with the family because we've got a giant gift pack from Gooters.
Mm-hmm.
So mom and dad can have some drinks, kids can have some flavored popcorn, and the dog can have a bone and leave you alone.
Yeah, hopefully that'll happen. But you can't always trust dogs to do that. They like human stuff, too. Cool. You have what else going on that day? You have some sponsors to talk about?
Or absolutely. Them? Our sponsors are awesome. Like I said, they followed us here, and they probably love getting the extra publicity. The Grand is where we're going to be hosting the event, 7 to 9 on Saturday. But we also have great sponsorship in Northfield Lines, Just Food, DWM Financial, Vistendahl Moorish, Dorsey and Hahn, and Aldrich Technologies, who I can vouch for. They are awesome.
You know that firsthand.
I do.
Well, good. The event, now, you need tickets for that. Where do you get those at?
Well, there's a couple of options still available to you. If you would like the early bird tickets, you can either get them on Eventbrite, which is www.eventbrite.com, or you can go to the Northfield Historical Society website, which is www.northfieldhistory.org, and there's a link right there that goes right to Eventbrite. Or you can just walk yourself right down into the museum, get your tickets right there. You can check out some new store merchandise, see what we have going on. That's the way to save yourself some money. Do it before Saturday.
I would recommend going down there. You know, it's a beautiful day today. If you're downtown or if you want to go play hooky, do something, just relax.
Exactly.
Downtown's beautiful on a day like today. Stop in, see all the new things at the museum store that you have. And maybe take advantage of some of the downtown merchants.
Absolutely, because so many of them have donated gift certificates and things, so you can kind of make a wish list as you're walking down the street.
There you go. Now, one other thing I want to mention, I know you wanted to mention while we have you on here, is you've got some tours coming up of downtown. We mentioned downtown, but really all over town, you've got some walking tours coming up.
We do, yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, that is actually happening on Saturday as well. We just cram everything into one day, apparently. Right in the morning, we've got a tour of the Downtown Historic District with Barbara Evans. She is extremely knowledgeable about the buildings downtown and can really tell you some great history. That tour is an hour and a half long, and it begins at noon at the Historical Society.
Those are really cool. I mean, even if you think you know downtown, if you're a lifer here, you don't know. You'll be learning some new stuff there and some just absolutely fascinating new stuff.
Absolutely. And then on the 21st, we're going to have East Side Historic Homes Tour. From the outside, you're not going in anyone's actual house, but it's a chance to kind of get the background on some of the architects and architect styles. And again, that's going to be Barbara Evans, and that's on the 21st, and that begins at noon, I believe.
All right.
At the White Center is where it's going to start.
Do you need to sign up in advance for those?
We would appreciate it if you did sign up in advance, just so we can kind of tell how many people Barbara is going to be able to take with her. The tickets are $6 for the downtown tour and $7 for the tour of the East Side Homes.
All right. Well, it sounds like a fun time, a fun way to spend a couple of hours. And, of course, Hops, Grapes, and History, that's a real good time. Make it a point to stop on by Saturday night.
Absolutely.
At the Grand Event Center. It starts at 7:30?
7 o'clock now.
7 o'clock.
We did bump it to 7 o'clock. We kind of were thinking about all of those prom parents.
Yeah.
This will be a great opportunity for them to kind of do something while the kids are at prom and while they've got to wait until 3 o'clock in the morning to come pick them up. They need something to do. We can help.
All right. Kathy, thank you so much for stopping in today. We certainly appreciate it, and I look forward to Hops, Grapes, and History.
Thank you, Jeff.
Once again, that's Saturday night at the Grand Event Center in downtown North.